This is audio clip E for the Nos Mayo and Revelstoke Drive walk route. When you've rejoined the road beyond Ferry Cottage, you will come to a fingerpost signing Kilpatrick Steps to the left. Following this will lead you down to the foreshore and all manner of estuarine life. Familiar sites include encrustations of small barnacles, which are actually related to crabs, and conical limpets stubbornly stuck to the rock with suction power. Look out down here for Pacific oysters, seemingly welded to the rocks. These large greyish shells look craggy and rough-hewn, and it's hard to imagine that the creature inside is considered a delicacy. Look along the oyster's edge and you can see the wavy line where the lips of the shell meet. Oysters feed by drawing water in across their gills where mucus traps plankton and food particles. You wouldn't find a valuable pearl in here though. Pearl oysters are a distinct species, not closely related to the oysters along this shore. Grub about on the foreshore and you'll probably find cockles. They have a classic shell type made up of two symmetrical bulging halves with deep parallel grooves, narrowing to where the two halves join. A little known fact about cockles is they can jump, after a fashion, by bending and straightening their foot. Another shellfish worth keeping an eye out for is the checkered carpet shell. Like the cockle, this shell has two symmetrical halves. They are elegantly shaped and light brown to pale yellowish in colour with hints of purple. The shell is crisscrossed with fine ridges which follow the curves of the shell in both directions to give the delicate checkering of its name.